Apple continues its fight with the Federal Bureau of Investigation today by refusing to help the FBI access data on the iPhone used by San Bernardino shooter Syed Rizwan Farooq. Last week, a federal judge ordered Apple to comply, but CEO Tim Cook responded with an open letter saying while Apple has, quote, no sympathy for terrorists, the FBI's demand would, quote, ultimately undermine the very freedoms our government is meant to protect. That's from Apple CEO Tim Cook. But of course, not all agree with him. A new study out from the Pew Research Center shows a slim majority of Americans, 51%, support the FBI. And earlier, it was reported that Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates was also backing the FBI, but Gates later said that was a mischaracterization of his remarks, and he told Bloomberg TV, it's more about finding the right balance.
Yeah, I was disappointed because that doesn't state my view on this. I do believe that with the right safeguards, there are cases where the government on our behalf, like stopping terrorism, which could get worse in the future, that is valuable.
So how is the rest of the tech industry reacting? For a closer look, let's turn to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Don Shimoleski is senior editor for Recode. She covers policy and mobile technology and joins us now. Don, welcome back.
Thank you. Hello.
Good to have you again. So before we dive into what the tech industry at large thinks about this, can you just walk us very briefly through exactly what the FBI is asking? Because it's a little complicated.
Yeah, exactly. So Apple has helped the government out a number of times, and indeed even in its investigation in this attack, this fatal attack in San Bernardino. What's different about the government's request this time is it's looking for help in undermining the password on this device, which is an iPhone 5 that a government agency in San Bernardino had issued to Farooq. And the government is asking Apple to do two things, to develop software that will defeat a security feature that is called auto-erase. Basically, after 10 failed attempts at guessing the password, the device shuts down and you can no longer access the device. So the government is asking Apple to create a set of some software that would effectively turn off auto-erase. And then it's asking for further help in allowing the government to connect another device to the iPhone so that it can make multiple guesses. It's something called brute force. So make thousands of attempts to guess at the password so it can quickly get at the data stored on this phone.
Right. So the FBI says it would be unique to this phone only. Of course, Apple says that's not true. Once such technology exists, it could be used on any phone. But given what you just described, does that explain a little bit about how Bill Gates responded? He sees some value in finding the right safeguards.
Right. Bill Gates actually last night with the Financial Times used an interesting analogy, saying it's like a bank tying a ribbon around financial data that the government has requested, and then banks saying, "Don't make me cut this ribbon. I'll have to do it again." I think that Apple's concern here is that this will set a precedent. And indeed, there are law enforcement agencies throughout the country, if not beyond the country, that are looking at this case and how Apple responds in this case to see if it will allow them to make subsequent requests. For example, the Manhattan DA has 175 phones. It's just waiting for Apple to unlock should this precedent be set.
Interesting. So we referenced that Pew study that found that 51% of Americans think that Apple ought to comply with the federal government. What does the tech industry at large think about this moment?
You know, most of the folks in Silicon Valley, those people that run companies that have done their best to safeguard information from being accessed by hackers or cyber criminals, are standing behind Apple. We saw just yesterday Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, in remarks at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, sort of stood by Apple in its fight. Google has aligned, as has Twitter. So the executives of these technology companies realize what's at stake here. They stand for strong encryption, which they believe will protect their users' information, and they're sort of almost uniformly behind Apple on this case. Users, not so much.
Don, one last question, just a couple of seconds we have. I mean, isn't this sort of the state of play between tech and the government that we're going to see forever now? Companies create new technologies that didn't exist before. The government tries to catch up with new technologies that help with security. I mean, it's like a circle that we'll never get out of.
Yeah, you're totally right. And I think this one isn't just going to be aired in this case. I think this debate is going to move to Congress, and I think it's going to potentially even reach the Supreme Court. I mean, it needs to be aired out and settled for all time because encryption, as you said, continues to get more and more sophisticated as these devices grow more sophisticated and our desire for privacy increases. So this battle is going to play out for quite some time to come.
Don Chmielewski covers policy and mobile technology for Recode. Always great to talk with you, Don. Thanks so much.
Thank you.